Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hundreds of tenants across the country received warnings or eviction notices over rent arrears in the run-up to Christmas, despite a nationwide eviction ban being in place. Primarily, data from the Residential Tenancies Board, the RTB, shows that 203 tenants in rent arrears sought help from the authority during November and December after being told their landlord, their tenancy was to be ended. They were going to be booted out, in other words. And the landlords of a Limerick property have spoken to the Irish Independent about the emotional and financial distress they experienced after two-year dispute with a tenant who owes them nearly €27,000 in rent. Dan Corbett and his wife, Joy King Corbett, took a case with the Residential Tenancies Board, RTB, after their tenant stopped paying their rent back in December 2018, before the COVID even came. And the RTB found in their favour, ordering the tenant to vacate the premises and pay the outstanding rent at the time of €5,052 in 25 consecutive payments of €200. However, 2 years later, she's still in the house, still hasn't paid. And speaking to the Irish Independent, Mrs. King Corbett said, the situation was taking its toll on her family. I'm sure it did. We're both self-employed. We bought this property as a pension for ourselves. We are seriously out of pocket as a result of this. And with the pandemic and everything else, it has been a difficult year. The tenant had been renting the property since 2012 and there'd never been an issue before this. And then one day, she just stopped paying the rent. And that was that, said Mrs. King Corbett. And the Corbetts requested the RTB act on their behalf, and the case was heard before the Limerick District Court in January 2020. The judge ruled in the Corbetts' favour and ordered the tenant to pay $12,000, which it was at the time, in rent arrears to vacate the house. He also ordered the tenant to pay $9.75 a month until such time as she vacated the building. However, the tenant appealed it to the Circuit Court, and because of COVID-19, of course, this case hasn't gone ahead, like many Circuit Court cases, has been put forward. Meanwhile, the poor old Corbetts still can't get into their own home, their own house, should I say, not their home, because it's obviously a second property, and they believe there is no end in sight till 2022. Now, of course, because we have a ban on evictions. Now, under the laws, those who are affected financially as a result of COVID-19 are not allowed to have a rent increase or be booted out of their property, because that is the law and it stands till July. But there are many people out there who will say that landlords have too many rights and the tenants don't have enough, whereas landlords will say they are being driven out of the system by renters that just won't pay or damage the property before they leave, making the business investment unsustainable. And there are those who think nobody should ever be evicted from a property for not paying rent or mortgage, because realistically, if they do get evicted, the state has to house them anyway. So I'm asking you a question. Do you think landlords get a raw deal when it comes to rights? Or maybe you believe the tenant is the one getting the raw deal in this country. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. I mean, during this pandemic, there are many people who can't afford their rent, fair enough. And they, you know, we should look at those individual cases and help people. The government should be supporting those people. But it shouldn't be on the landlord's lap to let them stay there, even though they're not paying the rent. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you think landlords get a raw deal when it comes to rights? I want to hear from landlords today. Maybe you've been hard done by. Maybe you haven't got arrears. Maybe it took you years to get someone out of a property. Maybe they destroyed the property before they left. And I want to hear from you. If you were a tenant, how badly were you treated by a landlord? Or were you treated favourably? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Are landlords really those shady people in the shadows? Anthony, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing?
Niall, how are you?
Anthony, I'm reading the story in Limerick. That's a shocking story. She owes €27,000 in arrears and hasn't paid a bean. And they can't get her out since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise me either. My own landlord, he had a property and he had a tenant. He didn't pay any rent for a year. And he was going to the PRTB. And the PRTB, and there was a hearing, and the tenant never showed up. Wouldn't let him into the property, the landlord.
This is the bizarre part, that you can't get into your own property.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's outrageous. Mm-hmm. We're all going through hard times, but I mean, we were always brought up from day one. The first thing that you do is pay your rent. The second thing you do is buy food. And then whatever is left over is a bonus.
And do you think tenants get a raw deal sometimes?
I haven't really come across any tenant that I know of. people that rent, that got a raw deal from their landlord. I think most landlords are fair. They'll give people a break, you know, but I mean, there's giving people a break and there's giving people a break. Like,
I mean, the problem with landlords in this country, the majority of whom, by the way, are people who just have one investment property, right? Well, the problem is they get lumped in with the kind of larger landlords, or the vulture funds, as they call them, who are people who buy up whole apartment blocks, well, companies who buy up whole apartment blocks who don't even live in this country and don't pay any taxes in this country. And they get kind of lumped in with these, where the majority of landlords are individuals with an investment property. And they're just people trying to make a couple of quid or trying to make enough to pay the mortgage so they have a little nest egg for when they retire. That's the truth of it, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the truth, yeah. And I mean, like, I thought you were mainly going to talk about antisocial behaviour, because there's so much of that going on. But I mean, you evict an antisocial tenant, especially if it's council housing. You evict someone from a council house because of antisocial behaviour. They have to be rehoused in another council house and go somewhere else and cause the same havoc.
I often wondered what we do in that situation when you've got a family, and I know every area can name the families that give the whole area a bad name.
Yeah.
But what do you do when you've got a family who are making a general nuisance of themselves in the area, threatening people, intimidating people? So the council, you rightly said, will move them out. You know, worst case scenario, we'll move them out, but just move them into another area, because they have to. The problem is, they have to live somewhere.
Yeah, but all you're doing really is just shifting the problem to another area.
But what's the alternative to that, Anthony? Chuck them out in the streets? It's not the kids' fault.
No, I wouldn't. I'd reduce their social welfare if they were on social welfare.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd take something out of their, if they were working, I'd take something out of their wages every week. It should be court ordered. And when they can't afford the extra slab of Dutch gold every week, they won't be long copping themselves on.
But Chris says, by the way, rent default is a very small across the state by a report done by Mr. O'Brien, the housing minister. He says Irish people pay their rent, a tiny set of people do take the mick. Now, well, in fairness, Chris, I did read a report there recently from Dublin County Council, or was it Fingal, or was it Dunleary Rathdown, and the arrears on county council houses, or social housing as it's called, is ridiculous. Something like 35 million. There are people who haven't paid their rent in years.
And judges are extremely slow to evict, especially if there's a family.
Yeah, they won't generally evict anybody.
No.
And to get before the judge and, you know, to get a case, you have to send, you know, your 3 months notice to your tenant. Then it's another 28 days for them to reply. Then they can get out to the RTB and then they have to write to you, and then you have to give reasons. There's another month gone by. And the whole thing takes at least a year before you can get somebody out.
And I personally think, before anyone accuses me of it, I'm not a landlord, I'm a tenant. But the PRTB and threshold are totally skewed towards the tenant rather than the landlord.
Well, stay there for a second. Then we go to Padraig as well. Padraig, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Padraig?
Greetings, Mr. Boylan.
Your listeners await your next word, Padraig.
Well, I'm in such good form today, Niall. I'd like to say greetings to all my left, right-wing patriots, and I'm going to be very magnanimous. Is that the word, Niall?
That's the word.
Greetings to all left-wing traitors.
Right, okay. I think you've established that now, Patrick. They're all very happy to hear it. Well, certainly the right-wing patriots that you refer to would be very happy to hear it, but I'm sure the left-wing traitors, as you call them, would be a little bit disappointed. But, Patrick, get it to the point of the landlords. You're in a situation where you're involved in DIY, so to speak, or maintenance of houses from landlords. So, what generally is the condition they're left in?
Well, I'm actually, as we speak, Niall, I'm actually in Balls Bridge sprucing up two apartments here for a landlord. But look, Niall, it used to be, look, as the saying from time immemorial, Niall, there's good tenants and there's good landlords, right? And I think there's 5% of each. Now, the thing is, though, Niall, it used to be a very lucrative business to be in, to be a landlord and landlady, okay? But now it's not anymore. It's for a start, it's 52% tax. And, of course, a lot of people are going to say, Niall, actually, look, they have second or third properties, what's the big deal? But the point I'm making is, it used to be a very lucrative business years ago, as opposed to now, it's not. And as Anthony alluded to there, that basically, everything is skewed in the favour. If a tenant decides to stop paying rent, Niall, that's it. It takes like 2 years to get them out. And if they trash the place, then you're looking at a lot of grand to do it up. So like
and
said,
you're not going to get a penny because they'll tell you they've no money. That's the end of it.
Exactly. Yeah. But therein lies the problem.
But what's the alternative? You can't be just chucking people out willy-nilly either. So people have rights and have to have rights. So what's the alternative? You can't, if you skew the law in favour of the landlord, well, then you have the opposite problem. You've got tenants being treated like dirt.
Exactly. Well, if you're prepared to wait 2 years, Niall, if you can afford to wait, some people can't. And at the end of the day, some people have to go down the Clint Eastwood route.
The Clint Eastwood route.
Well, if you get my drift.
Okay, so in other words, you kind of encourage them to leave.
Well, some people need encouragement, Matt.
Well, I wouldn't encourage that behaviour, because that is illegal, by the way.
Well, it's also illegal not to pay our rent, but...
Well, when I say illegal, that's to be decided by a court.
Hold on now.
No, don't get me wrong. I agree with you. It is illegal not to pay your rent. But again, that has to be decided. We have ways of dealing with these situations. Now, obviously, the ways that we deal with it are clearly not adequate. When we got a gentleman in Cork here, €27,000 in rent arrears by somebody who hasn't paid rent since 2018.
Yeah, it's just the iceberg now. Like I said to you, by the way, the Clint Eastwood roof was very commonplace 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, it was. That was the only way 20 or 30 years ago.
Now we're all gone PC. I think people should be, look, somebody's acting in the mag with you. Your bag should be thrown out the front door on the doorstep, Niall, and then make your own arrangements. I'm sorry.
Well, this is the problem. Yeah. If you've got a tenant, you have no right as a landlord to walk into that building without the tenant's permission, because they're the one paying the rent. That's the law.
Well, unless you look, some people have done it recently, Niall, but they've ended up in court, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a case recently, and the landlord ended up in trouble. I appreciate what you're saying, Niall.
But can I ask you a question? Patrick, do you believe it's the landlord's problem or the tenant's problem? Say currently at the moment, people have lost their jobs to COVID-19, right? And they don't have the money for the rent. Now, there is a ban, obviously, on evictions at the moment until July. That's been extended to July. Do you believe that's the landlord's problem, or is that the person's problem? In other words, the state should be fixing that person up to pay the rent, in other words.
I understand now these are special circumstances, but look, a lot of landlords are decent people, like tenants, like I said, and if you fall on hard times now, if you lose your job, you're on short time, whatever the case may be with the COVID payment, look, if you go to your landlord, if you have a bit of a track record paying out, look, he's going to listen to you if he's a decent person, or she is, and they're going to say, look, okay, I understand that, and they'll give you a payment plan.
Yeah.
But some people now have decided they're just going to ignore everything. They're not going to completely not engaged whatsoever. That's a completely different television.
And what about the condition? You talk about the condition, those apartments that have been, not the ones you're working on right now, but the ones that you have worked on have been left in.
Yeah, well, I have to admit that it's a rare occurrence, but there was one last year, the landlord had to pay, was it 7,000?
7,000?
To put it back, after being stung for 2 years, like you went through usual shenanigans, went to court. It took 2 years to get this individual out, and then the place was left in disarray. And like, because not only 2 years loss of rent now, but this particular landlord had to cost him another $7,000, you know,
to fix the place up so they can ready it for somebody else
to rent it again. Yeah.
Stay there for a second. Let me just go to Fiona as well. Fiona, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Fiona, you're a landlord.
Well, I was saying, how are you, Niall? How are you doing?
Yeah.
As the landlord, yes and no. As in, I bought the house as an investment property. I was in a rented house myself.
Okay.
We did the house up, and we got what we thought were a lovely couple, and it turned out they were they came straight from hell, the only way I can describe them. He had a job, he worked away, never paid a penny rent, refused to leave. My partner, like the story you said, the RTB did nothing to support us, and my partner just went in and he said, right, that's it. They haven't paid for a month. I was paying the mortgage on the house and we changed the locks. And
so you did the class, the Clint Eastwood route.
Went in and that's all we did. They weren't there, changed the locks, and your man came back to the house, broke back into the house, gave us two fingers out the window, rang the RTB and reported us, and it turned into a fiasco. It ended up in the end that they left because the guards basically was after your man for whatever, and he did a legger out of our house. We were delighted, thank God. But I went to the council.
How long, by the way, how long did it all go, how long did this go on for, Fiona?
This went on for over a year.
Okay.
And not a penny rent paid. So at that point, we were paying rent in the house we were living in and the mortgage on this so-called investment
property.
Retirement.
Yeah.
So the heel of the hunt, anyway, we pursued it. And the guards couldn't do anything either. They had no power to do anything. They passed it to the RTB, and the RTB were doing very little. And every time you call them up, you speak to somebody different, he tells you something different.
Did you end up in the circuit court?
We ended up in, I suppose, the
district court.
Court, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And we eventually got they were in the wrong. They owed us money, and they, when I said they trashed the house, they literally booby-trapped the house. They punched holes in all of the plug holes from the bath and the showers, so
oh,
that
no.
We turned on the water and flooded through the ceiling. When we went in, the floors were flooded. Anything they could do, they did. They even had spitting competitions up the walls. Spitting competitions up the walls. There was phlegm on the walls.
Oh.
It was horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
And how much do you reckon you were out of pocket? Did you ever tot it all up, including fixing it up for your next tenant, or if that's what you've done, I don't know.
All in all, what we actually did in the end was my poor partner had to redo the house, as he was asked if he enjoyed doing it. He said he did the first time, but not obviously the second time. It came to over 35,000-40,000 euros worth of damage, and that's not counting outstanding rent. And in the end,
and you're never going to get that.
Not at all. I mean, we have enforcement orders now because of COVID. There's the delays in. We actually were supposed to have court cases, and nothing's been happening. We did.
So to be clear, the tenant is gone now.
The tenant is gone, and we now live in the house. That was the end of the
investment.
Okay,
all right.
We
okay.
Had to move in.
You see, you're not going to bother with that crack again. It's not worth it.
Yeah, it is. You know, exactly like what's been said. There's very little help, if you want to call it, or support for the landlord. Regardless of the landlord's status. You know,
see, the problem is, unlike yourself, and you know, you're somebody just with an investment property, that's fine, and the majority of landlords, that's all they are people who bought an investment property, maybe during the Celtic Tiger, whatever it happened to be, because they had a few quid, little nest egg when they get to 65, but you are being lumped in with, I suppose, these larger vulture funds that go in and buy all apartment blocks and are quite ruthless in the way they treat tenants. So, and that's why we have all these this legislation and these laws to protect the tenants, I suppose.
But what about the one that falls? This is the problem. You see, there's a very large number of people like myself who, if you want to call it small time, just this is our idea of a little investment.
Well, you're the majority. The majority of landlords are like yourself.
Yeah, and there's absolutely nothing to support, protect us.
Well, that's what the RTB are meant to be there for. For both you and the tenants.
Yeah, but then I went to the county council and I gave names and details of these people. So they were aware of them if they came looking for housing off them. And then I find out in the space of a couple of months, the council handed them the house.
Yeah, sure, that wouldn't matter. The council, well, I'm not going to say they don't care who moves in, but
exactly,
it doesn't seem to matter.
Another man like myself, who is just small time, and by the time I tracked him down to say, don't give your house to these people, he'd already given it to them, and he had the same problem. But not to the same extent we did. He got them out sooner. He was lucky they left for whatever reason, I don't know. But the poor man's heart was in his mouth.
I was reading this story, and I have to say my heart goes out to the Corbetts in Limerick. This story of this woman who owes them 27,000. And she's already been ordered to leave the house, but then she took an appeal against it to the Circuit Court. But the problem is with the COVID, sure, the courts are not open, really, and they're hardly hearing any cases unless it's an emergency.
No, we had a case again. We turned up for it, and we were basically told to go home. It was put off to the further date. But
for the COVID.
And there we were, sitting ready for it, and nothing.
Yeah, everything has been held up because of the COVID.
And it's very frustrating.
So you're not going to get a bean of that money back, let's be clear about that, Fiona.
Well,
no.
You see, that's it. And again...
I'm assuming you're not. Are you pursuing that, by the way?
We are pursuing it. And I have, oh God, I have hundreds of emails to and from the RTB, and then every single...
But who's going to give you the money? Because the tenant, clearly, the person who was having spitting competitions up the wall is not going to give you the money.
However, I did make it very clear that I would hold them responsible.
Oh, the RTB.
They're the ones who allowed this
to continue.
Continue.
Okay. Okay. Well, fair point. Okay. Well, that's a fair point. That's between you and them and the courts. I wish you well. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Eddie as well. Eddie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Eddie?
How's it going, Niall?
Good, Eddie. I mean, I understand that we have to have rights for both tenants and landlords, but a lot of people are saying they're skewed in favour of tenants.
I don't think they are. I personally, because I'm a painter, and I've been a renter myself, and I've two grown-up kids, and I've seen rent, and I have no friends that are renting. It seems to be in favour of whoever wants to be, excuse me, language, to be the difficult one.
Yeah.
We've seen it where tenants, like my own daughter, even just said, just because it's so close, I think it was the last one she was in. You want to see the state and the place she was living in.
Yeah, there are landlords who don't maintain properties properly. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and I said to her, the only way I could see over, because she went to the renting board, if I get that,
the RTB, yeah.
Yeah, and as I said to her, I said, if you're not going to get any sort of a him, I said, what I suggest you do is don't not pay your rent, because I don't agree with that. What I said you do is suspend and hold your rent back, keep it in a lump sum, put it in the bank, prove you have it, and until he does the work that he needed to do.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that people should, you know, keep their rent and not pay it. But in saying that, I do agree. There are landlords out there who are dubious. Yeah. Most of them are not, by the way, but who are dubious. And, you know, and won't fix leaks and roofs and won't do basic maintenance.
What landlords have asked me to hide, like when it comes to mould, and are trying to get money out of them. They want it done for as little. That's not all landlords. I'm just talking about the bad landlords. The good landlords and like the good tenants, they're not the problem. They are not the problem, because and they're the ones who nearly always suffer. A good landlord is the one like that lady that gets taken for a ride.
Oh, well, she was taken for a ride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just thinking of these people having spitting competitions on the wall. I mean, for God's sake.
I've seen it.
Jesus.
You won't believe the stuff I've seen, the dirt and filth that tenants have left behind, so I can see it clearly from both sides. But as I said, it does seem to me when one is bad, and the problem I see is if you protect one, by default you under protect the other, and that can happen for both ways
Something has to be done to give landlords rights. I mean, don't get me wrong, they do have rights. I'm not saying they don't have rights, but the very idea that Fiona would be waiting a year and a bit or whatever it is to get somebody out who hasn't paid their rent is ridiculous.
But no, Niall, if the landlords didn't have rights, how come I've seen it with my own eyes where tenants have been begging? My daughter, I'm only using my daughter because that's the most personal one, but I've been reading it because I can't say names, but I've seen ones now and I know what it's like. There's a block of flats I used to look after. And there was millions.
Oh, no. I've seen my own son, by the way, in his first tenancy going back 3 years ago. He didn't get his deposit back. And I kind of took over for him and I rang the agency and everything and they wouldn't give it back.
So therefore, it's not clearly fact against the landlord.
Yeah, so he never got it back.
Yeah, if it was clearly fact against the landlord, then why are landlords getting away with things like that?
All right, well, look, I have to take a break. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Those are going to, clearly, a lot of people believe that, you know, if you give rights to one, you're automatically then taking away the rights of the other. So it's very hard to get that balance. And yes, there are good tenants and bad tenants. And yes, there are bad landlords and good landlords. It's unfortunate, by the way, that the good landlords end up with massive bills like Fiona and like the Corbetts in Limerick. €27,000. My God, how would they even get on with their lives thinking about something like that?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.